AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Those two convicted killers who used power tools to escape from the maximum security prison in Dannemora, New York, are still on the loose. Sean Gilliland is the town supervisor in Willsboro, New York, 40 miles south of Dannemora, where a police search for the men seems to have come up empty.
I've gotten calls from a number of people who are a bit worried, but the advice is just to remain calm and just carry on normally.
McKinney, Texas police officer David Eric Casebolt has resigned after being videoed pushing a black teenage girl to the ground outside a pool party and pulling his handgun on other teens. Police Chief Greg Conley.
He came into the call out of control, and as the video shows, was out of control during the incident.
12 officers responded to the reports of fights and a disturbance at the community pool in McKinney. Chief Conley says 11 of them did what they were supposed to do. Officer Casebolt did not, he said. The judge in the Colorado movie theater trial of James Holmes has dismissed three jurors after learning they'd been exposed to news reports about the case. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert has had his first court appearance. He's pleaded not guilty to charges he violated banking regulations and lied to the FBI about hush money he allegedly paid to somebody to conceal misconduct from his days as a high school teacher. A suicide bomber has blown himself up at the ancient Egyptian temple of Karnak in Luxor. Millions of tourists visit that city every year. FIFA has suspended the 2026 World Cup bidding process for the moment. FIFA Secretary General says it would be nonsense, that's his word, to start it now, as FIFA battles a bribery and kickback scandal. The Cavaliers now have a 2-1 lead over the Golden State Warriors. This is AP Radio News. It's bad news for parents in California who opt their children out of vaccinations. Our Mike Gracia says the California Assembly has voted to limit school vaccination exemptions.
A bill that would eliminate the personal belief exemption and mandate all school children in California be vaccinated was approved by the Assembly Health Committee 12-6 Tuesday with one lawmaker abstaining. SB 277, which is intended to increase vaccination rates, comes on the heels of last year's measles outbreak at Disneyland that sickened more than 100 people in the U.S. and Mexico. At present, the personal belief exemption allows parents to send their unvaccinated children to school. The bill now goes to the full assembly. I'm Mike Gracia.
And now to the other coast. New York City's health department wants all chain restaurants to begin warning customers about products that are high in salt content. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.